China intensified its media campaign against the Nobel Committee today, hours ahead of the awarding of the Peace Prize to jailed Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo. Several countries have declined to attend this evening's awards ceremony, which coincides with the International Day for Human Rights. Chris Altieri reports.
A respected university professor and accomplished literary critic, Liu Xiaobo has been for many years a prominent member of the democratic reform movement in China. Last year, he was sentenced to 11 years in prison after a criminal court found that his promotion of free speech and calls for an end to the Chinese communist monopoly on political power amounted to subversion. China's communist government in Beijing decried the Nobel Committee's decision to award the 2010 Peace Prize to a man it considers a subversive and a criminal. And now the row has spilled over into wider diplomacy, with China criticizing Western nations for trying to force their ideas onto China. Yesterday, the Nobel Committee issued a statement saying human rights are basic and universal. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton praised the Nobel Committee's decision.
We believe that human rights are universal and that the right to express one's opinions and to engage in peaceful expression of those ideas is really at the core of what human rights means anywhere in the world. We have made our position very clear to the Chinese government. The United States will be represented at the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony, although neither the recipient nor his wife will be permitted to travel.
The Nobel Committee has decided to represent the laureate with an empty chair during this evening's ceremony. It will be the first time that a laureate under detention has not been formally represented since Nazi Germany barred pacifist Karl von Ossietzky from attending in 1935. I'm Chris Altieri.